Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? This is Eric Principe here for Faster Human, and I'm taking a few minutes to do my podcast and try to be very efficient about it. And as I'm going to the gym, which is Sunday fun day time to work out, I'm going to spend about 50 minutes in the gym to just try to get some stuff done, and definitely when I utilize Asana. I'm looking forward to that. And I want to talk about the aspect of consistency and training. You know, I was creating that this content that is very important to me, and hopefully, you know, you get to learn something from me. And as I get messages, I want to say shout outs to Jacob. Jacob, he's listening from Spotify. Thank you so much for sending a message. Glad you're doing fasting. I'm glad you're listening to the podcast and kind of checking it out. My podcast, every week, I've seen that a lot of people start listening back again into the show. It is mighty hot, and I can tell you right now, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be mighty hot when I go into the sauna. So let's talk about the training process of your working out and actually doing something that is very healthy for your body, like getting the physical aspect of things, right? And, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, how is it that, you know, you're still fit? But it's a lot to do with your rituals. It's a lot to do with your lifestyle. Lifestyle changes can be very beneficial to you, but it still doesn't happen overall just in the gym. What you do on a daily basis, because we all have the same 24 hours, it's recommended for you to get that sleep, those 7 to 8 hours of sleep, 7 to 9 hours of sleep, and I continue listening to it again and again and again and again. And as I listen to this, is because we used to think that be the man, be the guy, be the sole provider to the things that you need to do for your family, whatever the case may be, is that you gotta hustle. And that hustle and that amount of time frames that you have is that you have to sacrifice sleep. Maybe some at some point of your age, depending what kind of age group, but I don't think I recommend that you need to sacrifice hours and hours of sleep and not get any results that you're looking for. Because I notice a lot, especially the youngest, from the 20s, the teens, and so forth, the lack of sleep can be detrimental for your body, for your brain, for your mindset. And so when we're looking for results, and I was kind of sort of looking at different individuals that I see on a daily basis, and I talk about it with them, and I said, if you work out, which is a great thing to do, and I asked this question, how many hours of sleep do you get? 99.9% of the people that actually sit down with me and actually talk about their sleep patterns are between 5 to 6 hours, 6 hours, less than that. And just the minimum amount will be 7. And out of all these people that I see in a daily basis, you know, majority is between the ages and the 20s, 30s, and then the 40s and 50s. And it comes to understand that, yes, it's detrimental for your body. But then you have this downside of the potential of gaining fat because you're not resting right. Not building muscle because you're not letting the body rest. They're supposed to rest. A lot of people say, when I need to take 2 days off from working out. Yeah, by all means, I get it. If you work out 5 days a week, maybe you want to take days off. But yet, at the same time, you're not sleeping well. What does the days off have to do with anything if you're not sleeping well? You can take so many days off, right, in a weekly basis and a monthly basis, so many days off, and you're not sleeping well. You're still sleeping 5 hours. You're still sleeping 4 hours. And so it defeats the purpose of you resting. It defeats the purpose of you trying to get the most out of your daily acquire of rest. Because at the end of the day, you're looking to feel good and feel amazing and feel, you know, feel just the overall idea of training is to see the difference in your body. But what I see a lot is that, and I spoke to a younger guy, which is like he's not even his 30s yet. He's like, I look at his lean body masses, a pretty good decent amount of this body mass. And but his visceral fat is over the range. And I said to him, how many hours of sleep you get? He's like 4 or 5 hours. And what time you normally eat? What time? I always eat late. And I said to him, but that defeats the purpose. If you come into the gym, I see you here 5 to 6 days a week, and you're not getting what you need to get to, especially if you're trying to build muscle. And trust me, I understand that you're sacrificing, you know, the hours and time frame of work. But at what cost is he gonna sacrifice all that time frame and all that hard work and be not seeing results? And then you ask yourself, why are you gaining weight? Why are you not? Because you need structure. You need to have a structure, a ritual, the consistency of on a constant basis to see where you wanna go one step at a time. And it sometimes can be detrimental, can be hard for some people. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about talking about the same amount of 24 hours that you have with everybody. You have a specific amount of time frame to do the same workout. Maybe you probably spend 2 hours at the gym, by all means. But yeah, what does that mean? I see people spending 2 hours at the gym, still looking the same. And I'm gonna tell you something. Something I learned between my 30s and my 40s is spending the time frame. Max amount of spending at the gym is an hour. And I try to make sure to be efficient with my workouts, try to make sure that I get at least about 45 minutes of my workouts. And strength training will be one of my best picks out of all. I used to love doing HIIT training every single day, but I don't do HIIT training every single day. I try to change up the workouts, try to separate, you know, some amount of the training it's had to do with body parts, and try to make sure that I get the most out of my training every single day, every single time. I want to make sure that I'm consistent with trying to making changes on my nutrition intake, trying to make changes on the type of workouts. But what is this about? What is this all about? It's just overall, yeah, consistency. It's consistency, and you making sure that you're eating properly, and that you are making sure that you're engaging in your workouts in a daily basis. So I want to make sure that if you are training every single day, again and again, you are doing the right thing for your body, especially sleep, especially you making sure that you get the full rest, the sleep. A lot of people are not getting that, and that's what is detrimental to them. A lot of people have overnight shift, and that is one of the things that I notice a lot with people that want to come to the gym with the overnight jobs. They are consistently want to get the best body of themselves, but it's just what is detrimental in their bodies is the fact that they train, they're not getting the proper nutrition, they're not getting the proper sleep, and then the default of that is not seeing the results. You can be in the gym 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and still looking the same, and you're trying to figure out why you're doing wrong. That's exactly what it is. We're gonna get down to the fact that you need to eat healthy. That's just the bottom line to everything. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what I tell people is you have to eat healthy, and you have to make sure that you're consistent with that. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna be perfect. I can tell you guys, I'm not a perfect. I'm not following any particular diet, but I can tell you for sure that I follow a very simple structure. It's protein, essential amount of carbohydrates, special amount of carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, and essential fats. And to make sure that it's consistently to what I do on a daily basis. Ritual is get some sleep, get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, making sure that you wake up, hydrate, and making sure that you're pushing the body to the next level again and again and again. You can do yoga, you can do Pilates, you can do flexibility movements. We need to create flexibility and mobility in the body. Awesome. But yet, it comes down to that ritual. It comes down to the same 24 hours that we all have every single day. Because what happens every single day is differently. Monday through Friday is differently. But if you can be able to wake up every single day at the same time frame, go to bed at the same time frame, and making sure you get that sleep, that rest, it's going to make a huge difference in the long term. Long term, to see the difference so you can be able to be consistent again and again and again. Remember, guys, this is a process in which a lot of people say, well, you know, fasting, I'm fasting, but it doesn't seem to work out right now. Well, it's time to change. It's time to change the fasting protocols. Maybe because you stuck with it. And I listen to a lot of different other influencers, and they talk about it too. They say we need to make changes. And maybe it doesn't work right now, the 16-8, because you need to change it down to 18-6 and try to change the time frame. You don't have to fast every single day. You don't have to. You know, I don't do it all every single day, Monday to Friday, but I do it because of my lifestyle. Because I'm a trainer, I only have a specific time frame to eat, sit down, and be able to enjoy my food, which is I expect to sit down and eat about an hour and a half or so. Just my lifestyle. And then Saturdays and Sundays, I tend to be much more flexible, more open to be able to open my hours of window of eating. So I make sure that I get the most out of my food intake. So trust me, guys. If you are consistent with working out and you're consistent with your sleep, you're going to see a huge difference in your body. Because it's detrimental that you're not seeing the results you want, and then you get frustrated. Frustration comes to set in with a lot of expectations that you have for all the hard work that you put into it. But if you're not doing the right stuff for your body, you're not sleeping well, right? And so try to stay away from sugars. Try to stay away from processed foods. As much as you can, try to away from it. Let me tell you something, guys. All it takes is consistency and try again. Be around people that are doing it. Get a trainer, get a coach, get somebody to help you out. Because if you're struggling, you need somebody. Don't do it with somebody who hasn't done it. Because what happens is they're going to struggle, and they're going to struggle with you, and they're going to bring you down with it. You need to get a trainer. You need to get a coach. Get a fasting coach. I'm a fasting coach. I'm willing to help you out. I'm willing to be able to tell you what you need to do. But don't try to do it with somebody else who's never done it. That's one of the things too, is that that's the reason why I suggest going to groups, because they're doing it together and they're trying to support each other. But somebody who had never been in the gym, never had followed a diet, never had a structure, it's very difficult, because they're gonna drop the towel, and then you're gonna go with them. That's what's gonna happen. So this is one of the reasons why I always say to people, hang out with people that actually want to work out with you. Hang out with people that actually want to continue a healthy lifestyle and diet. And that's going to help you out. It's going to help you big time. At the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Think about it. Why did I create the podcast? Because I want to get you the message. And my journey has been a constant change. It has been a constant change again and again and again. I had learned so many of my ups and downs with fasting. I had learned my ups and downs with, you know, eating properly and making sure it's avoiding all these processed foods and making sure that I am feeding my body right. It's consistency is key, but then yeah, your habits of creating better habits is going to be the greatest tool you have. Every single day, you will notice a difference because you're sleeping better, because you're putting the time frame on the gym, because you're making sure that you're eating on a specific time frame. Don't eat late. Try to avoid as much as you can to eating late. And that way, you're going to see a total difference. Because one of the things that I recommend to all my clients is, please, make sure you're sleeping good. Make sure you're getting proper amount of hydration. Make sure that you are consistently with your time frames of eating window. Everything will come into place. But it's just you got to be consistent to it. One of the things that I can tell you that makes a huge difference for anybody is the proper supplementation too. And one of the things that I said to people, hey, you're not getting sufficient this, or you're not getting sufficient that. I think you also suggest to have a really healthy protein shake, a healthy, you know, meals on a daily basis, a supplementation right, to be able to get the vitamin D, vitamin C, all these things that are necessary. Magnesium, creatine, and all these little things that can be helpful, but it's got to come with a process of you being consistent with it. A lot of people struggle. I see the struggle. And that's one of the reasons why I say, hey, you have any questions? Please don't hesitate to ask. Send me a message. Be happy to help you out. Be happy to for you to continue following this page, following the YouTube channel, follow the podcast. And knowing that, I'm trying to just bring you what I am. I might meet 40s now. I'm 47 and eventually going to be 50 in another 3 years from now. That I'm preparing myself for what is next. What is going to be the next thing for me, especially now that I'm getting older and that I am going through this process of changes. Change is necessary. It's very important. And you need to understand that what you do right now can be a huge payoff later on. It's an investment. It's an investment for your body. It's an investment for your mindset and for longevity and overall factor for you to be able to see that change in a constant basis. You need to understand that every single time, every single week, every single month, you are going through specific things that are going to be beneficial in the long term. Think about it. Yeah, you're fasting, but what is it that you're doing besides fasting? Are you sleeping good? You need to change protocols, change the protocol of fasting. Then you need to change the way your food intake is being placed. Don't continue eating the same stuff again and again and again. What I definitely suggest is try to make sure that you are changing programs, especially training programs. Don't stick around with one program for too long. Change the program. Being consistent with training body parts, being consistent with making sure that you have a group of people that are supporting you. Finding people that are doing the same thing, that's one of the most, I know the most important things that I always suggest, is because it's going to make a huge difference, because you are surrounding yourself with people that are doing the same thing you're doing. Try not to push anybody else into doing the same thing you're doing, because they're not ready. And when people that go with you to the gym, and they're trying to be in the gym with you, and they don't show up, you feel down because they're not showing up. And you feel like, oh, they don't want to do it with me. Might as well not do it with them. And I might as well not do it at all. So that's one of the reasons why I would suggest go to the gym, because you want to go to the gym, because you are training. And maybe if you do it at home, do it at home. And no one is doing it with you, that's fine. But as many people, thousands of people doing working out at home. And trust me, they're getting results. And the only difference between the person who's not doing it and the person who is doing it is because they have the potential to see the results that they're looking for because of the consistency of that showing up for themselves. That is plain and simple. And with that, guys, thank you for also listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to give me a little review on the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, especially Spotify. And leave me a message if you have any questions on Instagram or Facebook. Peace out, guys. Have a blessed day. Bye.